Welcome to Lakers Talk with Gerald. How's everybody doing out there? We are talking about our Lakers, and man, it is not looking great. At this point, we are not in the play-in. We are working our way to get there, but it just seems like everything that bad that can happen has been happening to us lately because, man, just when we got this trade, just when we got all our team together like Voltron, like all five pieces came together, man. We had LeBron, AD, we just got Vanderbilt, we just got, you know, D'Lo and Beasley. And we had that one game where it looked amazing, man. Like, just, man, threes, dunks, passes. D'Lo even said, like, man, it's just so easy playing with LeBron and AD. It's just so easy. And then it just all fell apart. You know what I mean? Soon as that happened, the, you know, Dallas game, LeBron James goes down, the biggest piece. If you know Voltron, if you played it as a child, if you're my age, I'm 48 years old. Only people in my age group would know about Voltron, right? You had all the pieces, you know, you had the lions. Every lion was different. One lion came from the bottom of the ocean, you know, when when something bad happened, some big force was tearing apart the land. Voltron needed to be formed. So each person would go to their lion, right? One lion was in the ocean. One lion was in a volcano. One lion was here, was there. You know, there was earth, you know, lion. There was water lion. And they came together, right? And they would attempt to fight the, you know, whoever it was, the giant, the tyrant, whoever was terrorizing the neighborhood. They would attempt to fight them individually. But what they found is they could not usually defeat them individually, and it wasn't until they came together to form Voltron is when they were able to really do what they needed to do. And so we had just formed Voltron of the Lakers. You know, it was like, I will form the feet and legs. I will form arms and body. And last was, I'll form the head. And the head, just as you know, is the most important piece of, you know, anything, your body, your person, right? Your mind, your brain, right? LeBron was the head. And LeBron going down was the biggest piece to our puzzle. Everything we need to do and every plan that we have to accomplish all evolves around LeBron James. And the fact that he went down and heard a pop, even when it happened, I knew it was serious because the last time we heard him say something very similar, I heard it pop, was when he pulled his groin and he was out like damn near half the season. And it was a serious injury. So when he said that, even though he came back in the game and continued to play, you could tell his movement wasn't the same. He wasn't the same and he was out. And he's going to be out for a few weeks. Maybe the whole season. We don't know. But even if he does push it and try to come back early, he probably is not going to be the same. He's not going to be 100%. And really, we can't accomplish what we want to accomplish without a full 100% healthy LeBron James. It is what it is. It definitely, we can't come back with him not being as mobile, not being able to play defense, not being able to do all the things he can, you know, without him getting a rundown block at the rim. You know, that's the LeBron we need healthy. That's the LeBron that we need with a league that is full of talent. And so the fact that he is down, as I mentioned, that's the biggest piece. And, you know, we still had hope that we could possibly make the plan, right? Because we got all these guys. We got these new guys. We had D'Lo. We had Vanderbilt. We had Beasley. We got AD. So if all those people were healthy without LeBron, I would have felt like, hey, we got a chance. That's what I felt. We got a chance. But then, like I said, all these pieces slowly coming down. LeBron the head first. And then D'Lo immediately after that, or before that, actually, you know, he goes down with an ankle injury. And, you know, at first they're like, oh, yeah, it's just a, you know, sprained ankle. It's going to be a couple games. He's day to day. And then next thing you know, he's missed 4 or 5 games now. And he's going to miss the game against Golden State also. And so, man, so now, you know, it's like, okay, well, all right, we don't got LeBron. That's already two of the starters out of that five that we just assembled gone, right? Immediately. So, man. And those three probably would have been our three leading scorers, really. LeBron was our leading scorer. D-Lo probably would have been our third leading scorer, you know, at least what he's been averaging so far. So you just took two of our big pieces out, gone. And then, you know, we just... It's a tough season right now. It's not looking good. We lost that game against Minnesota, and we really, really needed to win that game because these are teams that we are battling to try to take their spot in the play-in, and we lost that game. We had a chance. We're probably, in my eyes, in my opinion, we're just as talented, even without LeBron and D'Lo. If we play as a team and play the right way, we should have got that victory. We should have got that win, and the fact that we didn't get that win is it just doesn't bode well, because now that was a team we needed to beat. Losing that game to them, it's worse than just losing to another team that we weren't in the fight for, because we give them a win, but we also take a win away from us, and it just moves us that much further back. Had we won that game, we would have been in the ranking of a play-in spot. Because we lost, we are not. And now, looking at the record, we're a whole three games behind of Minnesota right now. They are in the seventh spot. If you don't know what the play-in, this the seventh through tenth, seventh and eighth are so much bigger of importance to have those spots versus the nine and ten. Because if you're seventh and eighth spot, you have two chances to win a game to get into a play-in spot. All you need to do is win one game. And you got two chances to do it versus the ninth and 10th spot. The big difference on that is you have to win two games to get in. You got to play two games. If you lose the first game, you're out. You know, so if you play the first game, if you're ninth and 10th, you play the first game, you win. Okay, now you got to play the loser of the seventh and eighth spot. And you need to win that too. Are you looking for a home solution you can trust? If you hear home solution and you're thinking, what the hell is a home solution? Well, if you're looking to sell your home, home is distressed, you got a property that you can no longer take care of, and you're looking for a means to get off your hands, contact me, Gerald Cross, or my company, Home Solutions and Coffee. That home solution means I will find a solution for you to get rid of your home, sell it, repurpose it. If you need a real estate agent, contractor, loan, something of that sort, reach out to us. Gerald Cross at homesolutionsandcoffee.com. That's where you can find us. And let us know if we can help your needs. So our Lakers, I'm thinking, right, even if we do get a playing spot, it's crucial and critical of us to get the seventh or the eighth spot. We no longer have the luxury of the ninth or 10th anymore. No, we need to get a seventh or eighth, because with this team, without a healthy LeBron, I don't believe that we'll win two games in a row against a playoff type of team. It could be the Golden State Warriors. It could be the LA Clippers. It could be Minnesota. It could be New Orleans. It could be, you know, it could be OKC. Any one of these, all these teams are talented. All these teams have shown that they can beat us if we're not on our A game. So, I'm going to keep watching the Lakers this season. I'm hoping that we can do something big and pull off a miracle and start playing together and play the right way. And I think, you know, I don't know. Part of it too is I'm not exactly always on board with, I know it's hard to coach and figure out what pieces go together, how many minutes to play each person and how people go together, but I'm not always exactly 100% behind the lineups and rotation that coach puts out there and how many minutes. I mean, but at the end of the day, I'm not a coach. It could be a difficult thing. My opinion is one thing, you know, it's different with, you know, what he has to do and put out there. And yeah, he played in the league. So, hey, but that's just how I feel about that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Darvin Ham post game talking about what he thought about the game. And we're going to discuss some things about what he said. He said some things that look like he's showing signs of wear and tear. He's getting on the team. He's talking about how they didn't play up to expectations and stuff like that. I think that's another part of crumbling within the organization. If you start talking like that about the team is probably not going to play as hard anymore. They're going to be like, well, damn, my coach. It can either go one or two ways. It can either motivate them to play harder, or they could lose respect and not play as hard anymore. And I fear that that's a possibility that can happen. Like, if they didn't already have a great feel for him and respect for him, if they're already on a teetering of like, man, I don't know, coach, if they were thinking like I'm thinking, like, man, I don't think coach is making the right decisions. I don't think coach is playing the right combination of people. I think he might be playing Dennis Schroeder a little too. That's what the consensus of a lot of us out there, including myself. There's times when Dennis Schroeder definitely plays great. It is. It really is. I just don't know if he needs to play as many minutes, start as much and whatever. But that's for another day. But there's a lot of people that feel that way. So let's say the team feels that way and they're like, man, I don't know if these rotations, I don't know. I don't have fully 100% confidence in him. He's the first time head coach. He has never coached a team. This is his very first time coaching. He was an assistant coach for Milwaukee, but that's different from being a head coach. So if you come out and start saying something like that, if they don't already heavily respect you, he's not Phil Jackson. If you feared Phil Jackson and you've won championships with Michael Jordan back to back, three in a row, and you got this historic, respect level, then you can come out and just, criticize the team. But if the team doesn't respect you already and you start criticizing them, it could make them just like, forget this then. All right, let's see what happens when we just don't really play and then we lose a bunch in a row, and that's going to reflect on you. So that's what I fear. I worry that this could be one of those pieces that just another piece that fall that's crumbling. LeBron, first LeBron, D'Lo, and then now the coach criticized. Now that could be the crucial piece to say, forget this, But let's go ahead and listen to him. This is a few minutes of him talking, and you guys let me know what you think.
Well, it was a time that we just looked like we were playing in mud. We weren't playing fast enough. We weren't getting any stops. So once we were buckled down on defense, that gave us a chance to get back into the game. We were able to call some bad shots, some turnovers, get some rebounds, and push it, play fast. And that really helped us. But that's how we have to play like that. It can't be because of pressure. We have to play like that, whether there's pressure or not. That's how we have to play. And it just too many times I felt like our energy was off, our effort was off in certain plays. We didn't seem to have any urgency. It was like we were playing, they're fighting for their life as well, trying to get into the postseason. And they had that urgency, we didn't. And, that's something we have to address. And we talked about it in postgame, but tomorrow we look at it on film and then try to come out and have a better performance on Sunday.
He's not wrong there. You could sense it during the game that the energy level.
So there you go. That was Darvin Ham talking about the energy level wasn't there. The other team played with a higher sense of urgency than we did. And all that sort of thing. We waited too long to pick it up and kick it into gear. We needed to play with a sense of urgency the entire game. But guess what, though? It kind of also goes back to coaching staff. He says, we're going to address that and we're going to work on that and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? That's part of your job as the coach to give them, make sure they have a sense of urgency, get on their ass mid and during the game and make an adjustment. You need to, hey, call a timeout. Hey, you guys are not playing with a sense of urgency during the game. That's part of your job there, buddy. That's part of the coaching staff's job to, hey, look, recognize what's going on while it's going on. Not just talk about it post game, during the game. If you need to pull some guys, if you need to like make a statement, like, y'all ain't playing well. You're not playing with a sense of urgency. Get out the game. Who can play with a sense of urgency? I don't know if that's the right way to go, but a right way to talk to the team, a right way to say, but that is part of your job too, to recognize that and make adjustments during the game, call timeouts. I don't know. I didn't watch this game actually because I just, lately I was like, ah, man, I got other things going on, but I didn't watch the game, but I was, man, It's one of those things that, yeah, he's not wrong in what he's saying. He isn't. He isn't wrong in addressing and letting know we didn't play with a sense of urgency, because obviously we didn't, right? This is a team we could have beat. They're playing for their playoff lives, and we should have been showing the same. We should have been having a sense of urgency, definitely. But if this is definitely not addressed, we're not making a play-in. We're not making the playoffs. And even if we were to get a 9th or 10th spot, I wouldn't be very optimistic that we could win 2 games in a row without a healthy LeBron James and a healthy D'Lo. So, not to be all gloomy, this and that, but man, we played the Golden State Warriors Sunday, the 5th of March, which is today. We played the Golden State Warriors, and I believe word is that Steph Curry, who's been hurt for a while, been out, is going to be back. And Golden State already is playing well enough without Steph Curry to, they're still maintaining a playoff spot without Steph Curry. And they're already hard to beat without Steph Curry. Now, Steph Curry's coming back, and we don't have LeBron, and we don't have D'Lo. It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't look well. And this is another team that we have to contend for a playoff and play-in spot. So we're just going further and further down with about 20 games left, give or take, of the season. I really hope that we can, but like I said, unless we start getting pieces back, like D'Lo at a minimum back really soon, I don't know if we can maintain a playoff spot. Only time's going to tell. Everybody, that's going to do it for this episode of Lakers Talk with Gerald. Please make sure you subscribe. Make sure you comment. And, you know, follow me on all platforms, whether it be Spotify, whether it be YouTube, whether it be, you know, iPhone app, wherever you listen to your podcast, please make sure you follow and subscribe. And if you feel any sort of way and you'd like to comment and let me know how you're feeling, you can go to Podbean also and make a comment. I will respond. You can also go to Instagram. You can find me on either Instagram or you can find me on Twitter, Lakers Talk with G. That's where you can find me, in any one of those platforms. And let me know what you're thinking. And I will address anybody that, you know, has a comment, thought. I will address it on my podcast. All right, buddy. Like I said, that's going to do it. Lakers Talk with Gerald. I'm officially out.